The Gemara Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots around 15 lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara, my Chanukah, the Tonah Rabbonon. Chof Ebi Kislev Yoyim, the Chanukah, Tamnya Inu, the Loy Lismet Behun. From 25th of Kislev, the 8 days, we do not have any Espedim to take place then. With the Loy Lis Anas Behun, he can't be Misanah then. Why? Shek Shek Shenichzu Yevonim Lehechol, when the Yevonim entered the Hechol, Timu Kol HaShmanim, the Metama all the Shmanim. Shebehechol, uch shegovra malchus beis chashmonoi, and when the chashmonoim overpowered them and won the wars, v'nitzkum botkuv lemotzel lepach echot shal shemen, all they found is one jug of shemen. Shoyemunach b'chayisam shel koyin gol, they still had the chayisam, it was tar. V'lo hoyu ba'el la hadigayim echod, but all they had is enough to light for one day. Naase b'ynes v'hidik men hashmoni yomim, and it lit for 8 days. Tile of drushes are written on these gemaras. The Beis Yosef's Kasha Kiyadua, why 8 days? The Ness is 7 days. The first day it had enough for. The Beis Yosef's own teretz, amongst other trutzim, one of his many trutzim is that is split into eight chalokim. So the first day, 1/8, lit for the whole day, is also a Ness. And the Musadik teretz is that Mishi Yomar le Shemen Shiyadlik, meaning this alone is a Ness. Shemen to light is a Ness. That itself, a person has to come to Chnisim Hagluyim, to understand this amount of story, like Ramban says in Boy. So the fact that Shemen lit was also in this. Zog the Gemara Lashon Acher is the following year. Why the following year? Why not that year? Ritva says because that year they still had to see when the nest lasted till, during the nest. If they first see how many days the nest will be, can't make it till the following year. Al Pidrus, someone to say that there was the reason why they waited for the next year because the Greek culture seeped into Klal Yisrael. There was only one Pach Shemen of Tyre, but everything else was contaminated. So it took a year to cleanse out the Chatzis Kotshecho to revive and bring back the Yiddish culture, and that's why they had to wait for the following year. Zok the Gemara, Shonachas, Kovim Va'osum, Yomim Toivim, Bahalav Haidah, and it was days of Halav Haidah.
And we say Alanisim, and we say Halal, those are the Yemei Halav Haidah.
Zog the Gemara Tanan Hosom gets a yotze mitachas a patish. If you have a spark that goes from under a patish, a hammer, the yotze be hizik, and the person that's banging the patish and is mazik someone is chayev. Don't think it's a grama ba'alma. No, it's considered he's chayev. Zog the Gemara Gomel shetom pishton. If you have a camel that's loaded with pishton and he's walking, he's walking the shusram, the piston is overloaded and it goes into the storefront. So and it catches fire with the ner of the chenvoni, which is in the store, and it lights up now the bira, the whole storefront. So balagom l'schayev, because I came into your shus, I should have been careful. I should have loaded my donkey in a such narrow alleyway, and it causes this hezek. Balgom l'schayev. Henir chenvoni is ner b'chutz. When the chenvoni places near outside, chenvoni is chayev, because now the chenvoni is chayev. He should have been careful. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben Chanukah Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says when it's b'shus placed outside, because the Chanukah is supposed to be placed outside. Menichai pepesch achotzim b'chutz. So mele the chenvoni is potter because it's b'nei Chanukah, it's b'shus. Now the Chachomim really argue on this, because in the halacha we hold even by nei Chanukah you have to watch your nei Chanukah. In Choshmish b'tof lamatches, Ner Chanukah doesn't mean you're absolved from chiyuvim. You have to watch it. But the Rebbe Yehuda held, no, it's a nicha b'shus, so it's your potter. Zog Rashi, chenvoni shebeshus pirsum mitzvah nichshom. I did it because of the pirsum. Zog the Omer Avina, mishmei derove, zoysemeres Ner Chanukah mitzvah nicha b'tech asora. It's a raya that the mitzvah is to place it within the 10 tfachim off the ground. Why? If it's above asora that you can place it, so why should the Ner Chanukah be potter? Let Balak Gomel tell the Balak Chenveni that place the Ner Chanukah. If the mitzvah is not necessarily lamatam asora, so then you could have told him you should have put it higher above where the camel walks and travels. So it's right that you're negligent. No, there's no raya. The mitzvah is to place it where. Not a raya, it's only lamata masora. Could be it's lamata masora. But the reason why you can't say this, v'dilmi im mitre chele tuva, osalam nirim mitzvah. If we're matachim tuva, if we tell him no, you have to place it higher, then I'll drop the whole mitzvah, won't do the mitzvah. So we're not gonna be mechayev him that to be called as a mice of pshia that he should have put it higher, because then he won't do the whole mitzvah. But it doesn't mean there's no raya that has to be lamata masora. Lamaisa la locha, it is. Lechatchila has to be placed b'teich asora. Al Gimel Tvachim, B'tei Chasoga. The reason is because then it's nicker that it's not for your own tashmish. Maybe it's for my own use that I'm placing this light over here. When it's in a place that people don't usually place it, then it's nicker that it's l'shem mitzvah.
That's not so high. It's 40
inches. Not high at all. Huh? Of course, correct.
We, at home, we don't do it so low.
By the Pesach Beisoy. Pesach Beisoy. When you do it at home, you do it in the window. In the window, it depends where the window is. You're doing it from Bnei Shazer Rabim, from the window. Obviously, not Lamala Mechof. That's something else. We'll see soon. But when we this din is talking about from the Bnei Shazer Rabim that are looking at it, it should be nicker that it is placed le mitzvah. Zok mo om Rav Kana Dorosh, Rav Nosson, Bar Minyum, Mishvede, Rav Tanchum. He dash and that's follows. Dav Chov Beis Omed Aleph. Nei Shal Chaneke, Shenich Lamala Mechof Amo, if you place it higher than 20 Amo, Psula, it's possible, Kasuka Kumavui. Why is it possible, Zog Rashi? The loy sholta ba eino lemaila michof. A person's eyes do not venture higher than 20 amma. And the vileka pisuminisa. The whole purpose of the halakha is pisuminisa. You don't see it. If you don't see it, so that's why it's yakim rebekayim. It's possible. Now, what do we compare this to? Like a sukkah and a mavui. A sukkah also, the schach. Hashem has schach nikra sukkah. If the schach is lemaila michof, again, you don't see the schach. So then you don't have, you're not nicker, it's not nicker that it's b'shal b'chal l'shem mitzvah. And a mavui is a hecker that you have in a mavui. A mavui, you have a hecker of a kaira. If it's a ma'ala michof, this kaira of a hecker, or mechitza, whatever it is, even if it's a hecker especially, so it's not nicker that you have this reminder. Now, Tosin Sukkah, that Bey says, that by tfanis megiyas l'schach, when the walls reach the schach, and it's not separated, so then it helps, it works that a person is shelter and he looks up at the schach. By menorah, we don't say this. By mavui, by kuri, we don't say this. We say this specifically by sukkah. That tfanis megiyas the schach. If the tfanis reaches the schach, then lemaila mechof a person does venture.
And the difference is because by schach, being that the schach is a much larger area, it's a sheer sukkah. So tfanis megiyas l'schach, you look at the schach and you see it. Masha'enke, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, or when it comes to Kaira, it's not something that's specifically large. So in Mele, we don't have this din of tfanis megiyas l'schach. Now the etzim din of l'mayla michof, the Shaar Tzion says that it cannot be that the menorah, the ner is within chof, it has to be the etzim shalheves, the light has to be within chof. And the same would apply when the shir of Asar Tfachim, it's the shalheves has to be within 10 Tfachim. Now Rashi here says mitzvah nicha b'chotzer oy b'shus rabim. Rashi l'shtos is going when there is no chotzer, because otherwise you don't place it by the shus rabim. You place it by the chotzer to the shus rabim. Just when it's a bais without a chotzer, then you place it by the shus rabim. In addition, Rashi says it has to be betefach hasomach lepesach, because if you're going to have it further removed, then it's not nicker that the balabais places there l'shem mitzvah nechanika. Now Tosaf here says it doesn't say by lamala michov yemayit like it says by Movui, because over here it's not enough just to be memaitit, because we hold hadlok ois mitzvah, so just to lower it is not enough.
Zog the Gemara of Rav Kahana, Dorish Rav Nosson, Baminyum, Mishved, Rav Tanchu, Maidich Siv, Vaboy Rek, Ein Bamayim, by Yosef it says that the bar was rake, there was no water in it, Mashmash, Shanema, Vaboy Rek, if it says it's empty, Ein Yedesh, Ein Bamayim, so obviously there's no water, it's empty, and Matam, Adloim, Ein Bamayim, what does it come to tell me? Mayim, Ein Boy, there's no water, Av Nechosh, Vakavim, Yesh Boy, but there were Nechosh, Vakavim inside, snakes and scorpions. Omer Rabbeg, Ner Chanukah, Mitzel, Nichol, Betefach, Asmuchah, Pesach. The mitzvah is to place the Ner Chanukah, the Tefach that's close to the Pesach. Heche Manachlei. Where do you place it? Where? Chavach HaBereidrov, Omer Mimin. On the right side of the Pesach. The right side of the Pesach.
Which way?
The right side when you enter. Rav Shmuel Midifti, Omer Mismoil. On the left side of the Pesach. The Hilchaso, the Halach is Mismoil. And that's what we do. Kedesh, Tenei Chanukah Mismoil. So you mesuvav, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. Usually you do everything on the right. Over here, you do it on the left, so you should be mesuvav by mitzvahs, Zog Shmuel, because the mezuzah is on the right. Whole discussion, the poskim, if there is no mezuzah, would you place it on the right? Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudha, Omer Rav Asi. Rav Asi Shita is, Osu lahar tzoyz moiz kenek ne Chanukah. One is not allowed to count his money in front of the Ner Chanukah. He can't take out a wad of bills and start counting in front of the Ner Chanukah. Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel. Now there's a big discussion in showing him what is Rav Asi's chiddush over here. We had before in the Gemara that osel ishtamish la'oira. We had a suffix in the Gemara. If mutal l'shtamish or not, remember kofsa zokel or kofsa ein zokel. B'shabes b'choil mutal l'shtamish or osel l'shtamish. Nafkamin l'gab b'shabes chashash atoya. So if you're going on the pashtus of osel l'shtamish l'oira, we know osel l'shtamish l'oira. What's the chiddush in mois? You're not being l'shtamish l'oira. You need to spell out mois. So the numerous terutzim in the Rishonim, the Rosh says that maybe dafka a tashmish kavua you're not being l'shtamish l'oira. But maybe something like counting money, which is mabekach, dvorim shel mabekach, stam counting money. So maybe that would be muta. Maybe that would be muta. When it's a tashmish kavua, so then the roya thinks that you lit the ner for your tashmish kavua. But when it's a tashmish of mabekach, so then the roya doesn't think you lit it in order to count the money. So maybe that would be muta. Komashalon you need ravasi's din also lahatzes mois. The Balamor says the opposite. He said punkt vakert. Ravasi is going to man the Omar mutal l'shtamish l'oira. Mutal l'shtamish l'oira. So why is this also? The teretz is because this is a tashmish bezuya. Regular tashmish in mutal l'shtamish l'oira, that shita. But hatzos mois is tashmish bezuya. Money is bozui. That you don't count in front of the Ner Chanukah. The bezu is a bezu mitzvah. Now Shmuel argues. Shmuel is going to say that be'etzim this is also mutter. Now the maskonas haGemara. We'll see that there is a case where it comes out that Pashtus Shmuel agrees when you lighting from one ner to another ner, but the second ner is a ner shechoil, not a ner shel mitzvah. When you're lighting the chanukah from one ner to another, then he agrees to biza mitzvah. The difference is because counting money in front of the ner, you're not doing anything to the gufa ner. You only be nana from the ner. But when you take one ner to another ner, you're taking and be mafchis the guf aner. You're lighting from one ner to a ner that's choil, so then Shmuel might agree. But over here Shmuel argues, so these are two pshatim nishonim, the etzim din of atzoras mois. It's the chiddush l'mandoma also and the chiddush l'mandoma mutter, l'shtamish l'oira. So, what's wrong with counting money? There's no kedusha in the ner. All you're doing is being nana from the ner. You're not nutzing and utilizing the gufa ner. Maybe when you utilize the gufa ner and you light something choil from the ner, then maybe you would agree. But stamazoi, there's no kedusha in the ner. Zog the Gemara, maskel Rav Yosef, chidam kedusha yesh boy. And by kisi adam, there's kedusha in the dam. There's no kedusha in the dam. And yet we learned the Tanya v'shofach v'kise b'mashe shofach yichase, meaning you shofach the dam with your hand, so memela, and not with your foot. So likewise, the kise adam has to take place with your hand, and you can't just kick sand on top of the afer on top of the dam. That's a bizar mitzvah. So is there any kedusha in the dam? So yet we see it as the din of v'shofach v'kise shlo yichasena b'regel shlo yimitzvah b'zuyis olav. So chenami shloim mitzvah bezuyis olav. It shouldn't be mitzvah bezuyis olav, and that's why you cannot count the money in front of the ner Chanukah. Now, the gab the Rishonim discuss if let's say the dam the mitzvah of the kisi was done already. So is this din of shloim not the mevazeh the mitzvah b'shas the mitzvah, but afterwards it's passe. You're allowed to step over the kisi adam now. They're not being mevazeh. You're not, the ma'isa kisu you can't do beragloi. But after the kisu, can you step over the kisu adam? Ritva says that only b'shas mitzvah. Afterwards, you can step over it. The ma'isa, the Mogen Avraham says in Tofresh Lamed Ches, in Hilchos Sukkah, that the schach of the sukkah after the mitzvah, you're not allowed to step over the schach. People have mats on the floor. They leave it in their driveway. Kids step over it. That's bizar mitzvah, zok the Mogen Avraham.
Over it or on it?
Over it and on it.
You can sleep,
it's bizar mitzvah. Especially on it. Especially on it. But over it, it also might be bizar mitzvah. By kisi adam, state in the ritva, that after nasi mitzvah, so there is, after mechalik between kisi adam and the schachak upon him. But the point is, maybe it's a cheftishal mitzvah, the schach more, and here it's the maisa mitzvah was done to the dam. But the point is that shaloya mitzvah b'zuyus olav is we learn out from b'shofach v'kisei. Zog the Gemara. Correct.
This Gemara sounds like everybody agrees that it's not kodesh.
I mean, the truth is there are two reasons. Rashi in Osel L'shtamish La'ari says it should be nikir to the shei mitzvah. The Rishonim say you need a shamish is because not just Osel L'shtamish La'ari that it should be nikir that it's done the shei mitzvah. There's an aspect of bizui and there's an aspect of that it should be nikir to the shei mitzvah. And there's lo l'kodeshem v'en l'shus l'shtamish b'em, that's that it should be nikir to the shei mitzvah. Like Abi Sukkah, Tosis says why you need the reason of Hukta and also the reason of Bizui. That's a different akuda. Zok the Gemara. Boy, my name is Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ma'u listapik. Mi noy sukkah. Is a person allowed to take the decorations of the noy sukkah and utilize it? Kol Shiva, 7 days. Omalei, Hare Omru, Osur, Lahartza, Mois, Kenegan, and Hanukkah. You're not allowed to be Maitza, Mois, Kenegan, and Hanukkah. Now, just like you're not allowed to be Maitza, Mois, Kenegan, and Hanukkah, so Sukkah, you can't be Mistapik. It's, we're comparing a Bizu Mitzvah now to use the Noy Sukkah for yourself. Omer Rav Yosef, Mori, the Avrom, it's Lashon Shvuah, Toli Tanya, Bdeloi Tanya. You're deemed Toilet Tanya, you're saying Sukkah, State Behedian Brysa, that you're not allowed to use it. And you're connecting it and you're saying it's dependent on something that's not Behedya Tanya. Ner Chanukah is a member of Ravasi. It's not a Braisa. Ravasi is saying, also Lahatzimah is connected to Chanukah. So you're telling Sukkah is dependent on Chanukah. Sukkah has its own Braisa. You bring a Rai from Ner Chanukah, which is a statement of Ravasi. It's not a Braisa. Zogdi Gomorrah. Sukkah Tanya. Where's the Sukkah Tanya? Chanukah loy Tanya. The Tanya, what's the Sukkah Tanya? Sichacha kil chosa. If you properly put on the schach on the sukkah, the itra become vasadini mam tziyogim, and you had all types of decorations, the tolabeh goizim, all types of nuts, ufazakin, shkedim, rimoinim, pomegranates, all types of fruits, upachili anovim, the itovish shalshbolim, yenoish, shmonim, visaltois, all types of fruits and decorations and wines. Also, listapik menad matziyonta vachin shalchag. You know, I'll be mistapik and utilize it and take it and even touch it for the 8 days until matziyonta vachin shalchag. But if you made it tonight and he said, I'm not being mekatzit, the din muktzavais tois, im hisna leen, hakol fitnoi. You can make it tonight that you're not being mekatzit. So you're telling me sukkah is dependent on Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is a memra. Elo om Rav Yosef, avu and the kula dam. The makor of the din of biza mitzvah is dam. Veshofach bekisei. Meaning they should be mechase beregel. And that's the makar. From there we know the whole din of biza mitzvah. So now it seems like there's two sugis over here. There's a din of mukta, hukta mitzvah, and the din of biza mitzvah. And we're putting them together. You asked legabe, also l'stapik from the Ner Chanukah, and Ezra l'kodeshem, that's the din of hukta. And here the mashmois in the beginning was only as biza mitzvah. So Taisa says that you need both reasons akoponim by sukkah. Zok Taisa, in the middle of the Taisa, and in the middle, towards the beginning. That's why the time of Noah Sukkah from us, it's mashma over here, it's us biza mitzvah. And in Kira, it's mashma, it's us migudis katsoil mitzvosoi. Zok, the tira, it's the tzichel atavai, you need both reasons. Dibshum, this katsoil mitzvosoi, askin, and bechol shamoid. Is katsoil mitzvosoi is not a cholamoid. That's on Yontav alone. The lashach mukta, ela beshabbat v'yontav. Biza mitzvah is not when it falls. When it falls, you're allowed to pick it up. Fuck yeah, that's not biza mitzvah. I'm picking up something that fell. Aval hashadam ginan diskatzoi u biza mitzvah. Asrina nafilu nafla vafilu b'cholamoid. Now that you have both reasons, sai biza mitzvah and sai diskatzoi, so that also even when it fell and even a cholamoid. So it makes a tziruf a component of both reasons. Now by Ner Chanukah, this din of huktzul mitzvosoi and bizu mitzvah, what we're saying by sukkah is not applicable. But the bisoider, there are taka two aspects in Ner Chanukah itself. The bizu mitzvah and that it should be hukkah, that it's nasal mitzvah. So the Gemara gives the teretz and says, Elam av Yosef avu and the kula dam. The makar of everything is dam. That's the makar. So Tosef here on the bottom, on the diba masal avu and the kula dam, Zok Tosef, why do we say avu and the kula dam? Hodloi kom avu and the kula atse sukkah. There's a pasuk in Atzei Sukkah could be the makar. We learn out the nafka. We learn from pasukim in Beya. It says Chag Sukkah is Tazelcha. Chag Ma Chag is Lashem. Av Sukkah is Lashem. So Sukkah has its own pasuk. What if to come on to the makar of everything is dam? What's wrong with saying makar of everything is Sukkah? Zok Taisus Oymeri Dimshum Nema Atzei Sukkah Lavi Afilon the shiny Sukkah. Sukkah is different. The Mistapik Mehen Ikal Bit Mitzvah. When you take down the walls, the Atzei Sukkah is Lashem. So then, obviously, or when you take down the Sukkah, there is no Sukkah anymore. You mivatel it. If you Mistapik, if you take it, there is no Mitzvah. Aval Benoy Sukkah, you still remain with the Mitzvah if you take away the Noy. Uvatzoyz Mois La'ar Ner Chanukah Leka Bit Mitzvah. Mivatel the Mitzvah. The Ner is still there. You're just counting in front of the Ner. The difference why we don't say that Avua the Makor is Sukkah because Sukkah, the reason why it's also because you're being mivatel the Mitzvah if you Mistapik. Here, counting money in front of the Ner, I'm a vatal the mitzvah, or taking noy sukkah, I'm a vatal the mitzvah. So mainly we say the makar is everything is dam. Zok the mori itmar. Rav omer emadik minel ner. Rav says, you're not madlik ner Chanukah from one ner to another ner. Ushmul omer madlikin. Shmuel says you could be madlik from one ner to another. Tzitzis is the second din. You're not matir tzitzis. Don't take off tzitzis from a beged that's a beged yoshen and place it on a beged chodosh. You're not allowed to be matir tzitzis mi beged lebeged. Zogt Rashi. Ushmul matirin. So again, the machlok is Rav and Shmuel in three things. First thing is Rav says, ey madik minel and ner, you're not allowed to be malik minel and ner, and Shmuel says it's mutter. Rav Omar, ey madik and tzitz, ey matirin tzitz mi beged lebeged, you're not allowed to take off tzitz from one beged to another. Ushmul matirin. On this Rashi says, from a yoshon to a chodesh, you're allowed to. And Rashi Menachos explains, leman domer that it's osir, is even though it's from a beged yoshon to a beged chodesh, he still holds that it's osir. Akaponim Shmuel is matir and Rav asirs. Third member, Rav Omer ein aloch Reb Shimon begreira. Reb Shimon holds dove shein miskaven is mutter. If your intention is not to make a chrisha, you're allowed to take a safsa and take it across the lawn. Reb Shimon says ein miskaven if it's not a psikresha, if it's not an automatic thing that's for sure going to happen. So the aloch is not like Reb Shimon dove shein miskaven. Ushmuel Omer aloch Reb Shimon. The aloch is yes like Reb Shimon begreira. So we have a three or machlokes. Now Rashi says that usually the halacha is like Rav. By Yisurin, that means Sai ain matirin mitzitzis, Sai ain madlikim in elaner, and Sai the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. But over here we passing like Shmuel. These three we put together with these three we passing like Shmuel. Zok the Gemara, and that's the Gemara over here. Omer Abaya, Komili demar ovit kirav. Usually Komili demar, you usually Rabbi Nachmani passing like Rav by Yisurin. Except for these three that I mentioned. The Ovid Kishmuel. Number one, Madlikim Minel and Ner. You're allowed to be Malik Minel and Ner. Number two, Umatirin mi beged le beged. You're allowed to remove tzitzis from a beged Yosha to a beged Chodosh. The Halach Reb Shimon Begira, the Halach is like Reb Shimon when it comes to moving a safsel over a lawn, which is Dovashen and Miskaven. The Tanya Reb Shimon Oime, Goyrech Odom Mito Kisa Besafsel. If my intention is not to make a chritz, so then it's taka mutter to be gorer and mita kisa and safsel. We're talking about charisha, but the charit would be the same thing, ripping out of the same issa, also an issa. But the point is, let's say there's no grass, we're talking about stam, going across a dirt backyard, a dirt lawn. So there's an issa charisha. So that chritz, if you're mischaven for it, then it's also. But dovash and mischaven, if Shimon holds his mutter. Now we'll see soon in the Gemara later, because Shmuel, we have to know what are we talking about when it says miner l'ner. What ner are we referring to? Is it a ner shel choil? Is it a ner shel mitzvah? Just it's not the hiddur, it's only the hiddur, it's lesser madrega. Because by ner shel choil, maybe you're being nener, stam to a kisim, stam to for something that's a ner shel choil. Then maybe the gufa ner, you're not allowed to even according to Shmuel. Okay, that's totally in the next sugya. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid, five lines from the bottom. Yosef ahum rabbona kamed rav adab ava.